Well, hey kids, how are y'all doing today? Are y'all doing all right? You having a good morning so far? Well, I am so glad to be with you here this morning, and here is what I want to talk about with you for just a couple minutes. I want you to think of what makes you happy. Now, I've been thinking about that this week. I've been thinking about all sorts of things that make me happy. And here's what I've been thinking. Everyone loves something that makes everyone happy. If I could have done it in worship, I would have brought it with me. I didn't think I could get away with it. But what if I got out a huge thing of bubbles and just started blowing bubbles everywhere? Who would love that? Anyone? We'd have a lot of fun with that. I thought some of these horns over here might get mad if a bubble landed in their trombone or their French horn. But everyone loves bubbles, right? So what happens when you see a bubble in the air? What do you go do? What do you go do? You go and pop it, right? And if you don't get to it first, then it will land on the ground, and then you blow more bubbles because they don't last all that long, do they? Our Bible passage today that we're going to hear in just a minute is about how God wants us to be happy. Did you know that? Did you know God wants you to be happy? I have children, and last week, Mr. Doyle told us that we were children of God, and just like I want my kids to be happy, God wants us to be happy. Now, sometimes I do things that don't always make my children happy because I have to do what's best for them. A lot of the times, it won't always make them happy, but ultimately, God wants us to be happy. The problem is the things that we often think are the things that will make us happy won't actually in the long run. They're a lot like those bubbles that you might see floating around. They're there for a second and they're fun for a second, but they don't last very long. So it might be toys. Anyone here have toys that make them happy? Kids have toys, but grown-ups have toys too. You should know that. All the grown-ups out here, they have some sort of toy that makes them happy. It might be toys. It might be other people liking you. It might be having money, something like that. Lots of different things can make us happy in the short term, but the question we have to ask is, what's going to make us happy in the long run? That's the big thing. And the truth is that God knows exactly what we need, and we were created to be with Him, and so meaning and fulfillment and true happiness really can only come from God. So if you're looking for true happiness, there is really only one place that it comes from, and that's from God. The book of Matthew tells us, Jesus tells us, every good and perfect gift comes from God. So God wants to give us good things. God has good things in store for us. We just need to look to Him. All right? I want y'all to keep thinking about that. I'm going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your parents. Dear God, help us to remember that we can never find true happiness by seeking the things that the world has to offer. True happiness can only be ours by looking to You. You created us. You love us. You want good things for us. And we thank You for Your love for us. In Your name that we pray. Amen.